The House and Senate started their sessions at nearly the same time, but the House quickly recessed. The Senate carried on, starting with Republican Finance Committee Chair Scott Olslager of Canton, who had been on the conference committee that worked out the differences between the two budgets.
I could not be more proud of my House and Senate colleagues, all of you, as we work together to discuss one of the most progress-centered budgets the state of Ohio has ever seen.
The compromise budget has an across-the-board income tax cut of 8.5% in the first year, 9% in the second, and 10% in the third, with a 50% tax cut for small businesses, along with a hike in the state sales tax from 5.5% to 5.75%, and an expansion of that sales tax to digital downloads and magazine subscriptions. It also includes means testing for the homestead tax exemption for disabled and elderly homeowners, and the elimination of the 12.5% rollback on new property tax levies. The budget got no support from Democrats. Capri Cafaro of the Youngstown area described the stripping of the Medicaid expansion from the budget this way.
Fiscally irresponsible, heartless, cowardly, and short-sighted.
Democrat Nina Turner of Cleveland railed against the abortion provisions in the budget, including one to require a doctor to inform a woman seeking an abortion of the presence of a fetal heartbeat that was added just a few days ago.
And I would kindly ask that the members of this body grow a pair, ovaries or otherwise. I urge a no vote on this bill.
Abortion rights activists watching the proceedings broke into applause. Republican Bill Seitz of Cincinnati said the budget didn't go all the Republicans' way, but he's pleased with the final result.
It is a budget that gives tax cuts to 98.5% of the taxpayers in Ohio.
The budget passed the Senate with all Democrats and Republican Chris Jordan of Powell voting against it and all Republicans voting for it. The House debate was going on as the Senate was wrapping up. Democrat Matt Lundy of Elyria riffed on comedian Jeff Foxworthy in his criticism of the budget.
Now, when you support a bill that provides tax breaks to the wealthy while raising property taxes on senior citizens, well, you just might be a servant to special interests.
He continued.
And when you support a bill that declares war on women and attacks women's health care, you just might be a servant to special interests.
Republican Lynn Watchman of Napoleon in Northwest Ohio said he didn't have a detailed analysis to explain why he likes the budget.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people say if we don't cut taxes, this happens. If we do cut taxes, that happens. I have a more simplistic view of cutting taxes. That is, when the government has less of my money or my constituents' money, we have more freedom. Now, I kind of like freedom.
To try to close the debate, Republican Finance Committee Chair Ron Amstutz of Worcester harkened back to a Bible verse about the least of these that was used by Democrat Mike Foley to blast what Foley said was a tax shift that creates a burden on the poorest and the working middle class.
Who would the least of these be but an unborn child? Why is it that they have to be the victims?
Foley then took issue with Amstutz's comments that Democrats didn't have any alternate ideas on the budget, saying Democrats had offered around 300 amendments.
To say that the Democrats did not have an alternative that was proposed into the body politic here is just disingenuous, and I would object.
Watchman stood up to say that Foley was out of order, and Speaker Bill Batchelder immediately called for a vote. Seven Republicans joined all Democrats present in voting against the budget. All that's left is a signature from the governor, which is expected to happen on Sunday. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.